You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis earlier this week called for a more fraternal and cooperative globalization and said its orientation should be corrected whenever necessary. Oblate Father Seamus Finn is ethical advisor for the OIP Investment Trust, which provides faith-consistent investing advice for the financial resources of Catholic organizations. He spoke with Vatican Radio's Devin Watkins about Pope Francis' new term, cooperative globalization.
Obviously, one of the challenges that we face in looking at the issues of investment are varied and pull us in a number of directions that deal with the normal things that anybody who's dealing with investments have to deal with. Are continually looking at how we're investing our, you know, assets in a way that's congruent or aligned with our mission, and how those are also bringing in the kind of returns that we feel are necessary to support the work of the congregation. A challenge that comes along with that, obviously, is this conversation that's very current today about, in this period of a lot of hope about globalization and where it's leading us, where are we now? Given the kind of the increase of populism in different jurisdictions across the world, the election results, the vote for Brexit in the United Kingdom, where does that leave us in terms of a level of cooperation amongst the countries of the world, which are more than 200, in terms of a future direction? And Holy Father talked the other day at our conference about cooperative globalization, and that's maybe a new term that is probably challenging because I think globalization in itself seemed to suggest that we had a sense that we were all inhabiting the same planet. We needed to be responsible, needed to use the resources responsibly, needed to cooperate on issues like trade and finance, education, sharing of assets. And yet at the same time, the elections of the last number of months seem to suggest that it's probably important to take care of things at home and to focus on some of the issues that are pressing on people, whether they're issues about job security, pensions, finances, their kids' education. And this other dynamic that's out there about migrants and refugees that are coming at us, whether it's in the United States or in Europe, from different parts of the world. And what is our responsibility vis-a-vis those immigrants and refugees, often who are victims of all sorts of atrocities, when they arrive on our doorsteps, what should our policy be? So it seems to me cooperative globalization is a reminder that much as the United States or France or Italy or other countries want to find a solution for their country and for their area, they also have to pay attention to the fact that we need a solution that's dealing with the global reality of a global economy, a globally integrated financial system, and obviously populations all over the world that are migrating. In the United States, obviously, many of the migrants are coming from the South, from Latin America. In Europe, they're coming from Africa. And both in Europe and in the United States, many are coming from Asia. And we've pretty much left it up to each country to figure out what their immigration policy is. And that carries with it a lot of challenges politically for elected leaders. And on the economic side, we've kind of said, well, you know, free trade is a good thing. We need workers. We need somebody to, you know, do the ordinary tasks that are necessary, whether it's in our homes or in our cities or driving buses or whatever. And so we need workers. And so we're always trying to balance those things. And if you look through one keyhole or through one aspect of it, you begin to think, well, I've got the answer. And I think it seems to me that this interesting term of cooperative globalization is emphasizing to me anyway that I think we need to take a second look, that we need to be looking at this from a number of different perspectives, trying to understand the concepts of human dignity and human rights and our responsibility to one another and find solutions that are going to be constructive going forward. I know in history over the last 200 or 300 years, international trade and international commerce and globalization have kind of ebbed and flowed over time. There are periods where everybody's for it because they see great advantages to places to sell things, places to make things cheaply and to import them. And then there have been periods where it pretty much shuts down totally because people are feeling like it didn't go the way I wanted it, or they feel like it's negatively impacted their situation locally, whether in whatever city or town or region they're in. And so they'd like to put it on pause for a while just to kind of take another look. And it strikes me that that's the period we're in at the moment. Lots of people want to hit the pause button. And I think the Holy Father is simply saying probably a good thing every now and then to reflect on these realities, but that doesn't stop the flow of refugees and migrants who are leaving their countries either because they're forced to or because they have to feed their families and to make a decent salary. And so we need to be careful that we don't hit the pause button too quickly. And I think we have to be careful that we don't hit the pause button and forget about all those other challenges that are out there and those many other human beings who are looking for a way to, first of all, meet their own needs, the needs of their family, but also, you know, be constructive and make positive contributions in the world.